sorry. I had to do it wrong. The devil made me do it. Swami would never make me do that. So we got up to leave, and here comes this woman crying to the woman who was the head of her group from Italy. Please, please, Swami Vibhuti, brain tumor, brain tumor. I just got up, and I went over, and I said, Swami Vibhuti, I don't know what happened. Not for me to know. I don't know if she got healed. I don't know if she died in the next 20 minutes. I don't know if she went out and smoked a cigarette and spilled the vibhuti. I don't know. That was not my concern. I did what I felt I needed to do, which was just to give it to her. Who knows? You know, we do things, and the results are not ours. You do your best and give it to him. And sometimes you come out thinking, woo, that was wonderful. I like that. And other times you come out and say, oh, Swami, I don't know what happened. I pray at the Christmas choir because it's big. Last year we had over 900 people from all different countries. They didn't count the countries last year. The year before they counted, there were 54 different countries. And those Russian ladies, the year before, learned what in had the songs translated to Russian, so they knew what they were singing, and then they learned phonetically to sing them in English. That's a Herculean task. And they did it. Swami gives us 9 days once we start practice. And it's his miracle every year. I am not a musician. I swear it's what he does to show what he can do with nothing. Because he brings that. If we need a flute, somehow a flute player comes. A couple years ago, we needed a cello for one song, and I was praying, Swami, I'd really, really like a cello. And there was no cello that year. And the next year, no cello. The third year, someone said, you know, my nice friend is coming, and she plays the cello. Could you use her? I said, oh, thank you, Swami. Thank you. And when she got there, she said, I think I'm with the wrong choir. I said, oh, no, you're not. I prayed for you for 2 years. You're not going anywhere. You're right here. And Swami called her up after we offered our program. And I just, here's my personal judgment. I don't like it when people say, we're going to perform for Swami. You offer a program. You don't perform for Swami. You offer a program. And she's looked at me after she got that chain, and she said, I think I'm with the right choir. And people sit there, and there are some people who don't like the fan, and other people who want the fan. And so there are discussions, and I finally say, look, you're adults. If you want the fan, sit under the fan. If you don't want the fan, move. They don't realize that our first Christmases, we were in one of the sheds where we had a 40-watt light bulb, a harmonium that wasn't in tune, and we would write out the text and glue them onto the wall, and everybody had to write their own text out. Now they come in and say, when do we get the text? You know, it's so different. But it's just wonderful because it's Swami is also quite efficient, and that moves things along very quickly. But now we're in this beautiful building where we have toilets and fans and light. And 1 year we had a dog. And the dog came in, and one lady said, oh, Shirdi Baba. And the dog went directly to her. So we had to try to get the dog out. Cute little black dog. Get that dog out. Because some of these, oh, dog, dog, dog. God, God, God. Turn that word around. And the dog went out, and he went on the stairs and could look in. And we started to sing. And there's this dog. Howl! Singing right along with us. And then one of the men, save it all, told me that he went outside and there's a bush shaved like a shivalingam. And the dog had to answer the call of nature. And so he let us know just who had been there. You got it. It was wonderful. And people sit, when you come to the choir, you're going to sit for at least 2 hours in the morning, 2 hours in the afternoon. If you're a soprano or a tenor, chances are you will have 2 more hours. You'll be there till about 8:30 at night. If you're a musician, you come in at 8 o'clock in the morning, you practice, you go out, have some tea, you come back in, you practice, you practice, you practice. So for those 9 or 10 days, I don't even try to go to darshan. My darshan is in that hall. We try to make it so that the choir can get to darshan at least once a day. Sometimes that happens, sometimes it doesn't. But you know, I've had ladies come up to me, and even gents, that's not very nice. And gents come up and say, I don't care, because you never know. You prepare, you get everything ready, but Swami could say at the very last minute, thank you very much, but no thank you. So you prepare and you prepare and you prepare, and you try to be harmless, though I hate to think, I pray for those people, that I might have forgotten them, but I know I've been rude. Forgive me. But they've come up and said, you know, if we never get to offer this to Swami, this time has been full-time darshan for me, because he is so strong there. You know, the garland, they'll say, oh, the garland is stretching. Well, yes, after the flowers have been on the garland, common sense tells me that the thread gets wet and it's going to stretch. Look, it's stretching. Swami's here. Yes, he is here. Not because the garland is stretching, but because he's only here. And sometimes we'll be singing. One time, I said, this is singing for Swami. You don't have to have an audition. If you sing well, super. If you don't sing well, sing quietly. If you sing terribly, just move your lips. But be here and learn and feel that music, because it will change the cells in your body, because sound never ends. It's the most powerful occult weapon power we have is sound. I think that's why Swami says, be silent. Don't add to the confusion. So when you have all that going through you, you don't want to spoil it. You don't want to get it out with, will he see us? Will he see us? Will he? We want to see Swami. I want close darshan. This is my, I have a rule. Like I have, are you impressed yet? I have a rule. If you are first time in Prashanti Nilayam, you will sit toward the front. First time I said that, I said in the front. God forgive me. It was like a mass. I learned to say you'll sit toward the front. Toward the front. If you are the first time in the choir, then you'll sit behind them. And if you've been here before, give your brothers and sisters a chance to be close, because those chances don't come very often now. Though with Swami, you can feel him. And one time I was saying, you know, that you don't have to be a professional, whatever that is. A singer, you sing your love, you sing from your heart. I said, this is a work of the heart, not of the art. And three flowers fell off the picture there. Oh! Now, I don't know why they fell. Did Swami move them? Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. I don't care. People were happy. They were happy. They were singing their love to their beloved Swami, and there was joy, and there's real Christmas there. There's real Christmas. It's not the buy this, buy that, you know. It's real Christmas. You feel, I remember, I think it was in 2003, was the last time I saw Swami on the balcony at Don Darshan. Because he was still walking then. And he would come, and in the morning we'd go in and we'd sing Silent Night, Holy Night. And one year, 1990, I had the choir. I thought I was going to have the children's choir. Okay, I'm going to finish this story and then I'm going to stop. I promise. She won't even look at me. I'll look at you, Ram. Okay. In 1990, in August, I was there, and Swami said, "You come at Christmas. I have a lot of work for you to do." I was teaching kindergarten, so I brought my otter harp and stickers. That's what little kids like. And I also brought some music tapes for myself, and one of them had, "Lord, you are more precious than silver." You know that song? I think this is important. I know this is important. Swami's Dasara Discourse in 2008 had me, made me cry. He said, "People do not observe my words properly." This was in 2008. He also said this in 1968. Little different context. "They take my words lightly, thinking it to be just a joke or for fun. Whatever I speak, even if it is a joke or for fun, it is truth, truth, and truth only. Unfortunately, people do not recognize this truth, even those who move very closely with Swami. They therefore take it lightly. They just listen and forget about it. Bible says, if you love me, keep my commandments. Swami says, if you love me, follow my teachings. Take him seriously. You might not understand the truth because we don't know anything. It might look like a big story. I don't care. Truth and truth only. We don't understand. Our minds cannot comprehend the immensity of this sweet, sweet Lord. Take him to your heart. Hold on to those feet and let him love you home." Jai Sai Ram.